I am C-3PO Human-Cyborg Relations.
I'll be back.
Come quietly or there will be trouble.
Ah, fuck you!
The Safari Park.
You're killing me, Larry!
Hello, Larry!
Hands off to Larry!
Larry. Fucking Larry.
Larry!
Larry!
Larry! Larry, get into bed now!
Last week's episode, entitled Sabotage, was partly inspired by a story from the UK about workers fed up with being job eliminated by robots. And so many of those workers are fighting back with sabotage. No sooner had I posted that episode than another robot story emerged, a story from right here in Los Angeles. The city without a soul, the city with incredibly corrupt and stupid politicians, a city that's in a race to the bottom because of these cretinous politicians. The robots have been a staple of science fiction, especially movie sci-fi, for a century, huh? Fritz Lang's Metropolis, Star Wars, The Day the Earth Stood Still, The Terminator, RoboCop, Blade Runner. All those machines are still fiction, but one. Now there are RoboCops. And of course, L.A., always at the vanguard of mouth-breathing, eye-blinking stupidity, is one of the first to buy into the lunacy of RoboCops. There's a neighborhood near downtown L.A. Downtown, which is probably only known to outsiders for the Staples Center, downtown L.A. resembles a lot of downtown areas in American cities. Skyscrapers, sidewalks crowded at lunchtime, bumper-to-bumper traffic, etc. Except that, in the downtown of most cities, the beat goes on after dark. In L.A.'s downtown, when that 5 o'clock whistle blows, the office workers evacuate. I mean, they flee like Godzilla is coming. They get out of there before the night shift clocks in. The night shift is comprised of thousands and thousands of crackheads and meth heads and junkies staggering out of their tents and refrigerator boxes to roam the streets in search of whatever. It is exactly like The Walking Dead. It's depressing, it's scary, and it's the shame of the city. Close to downtown L.A. is this neighborhood called Huntington Park. It's nothing special. And Huntington Park Police Department has just leased a RoboCop for about $70,000 a year. It's made by a company called Nightscope, which is spelled K-N-I-G-H-T. Ooh, isn't that clever? Gives a mobile surveillance weeble the panache of King Arthur and those rollicking round table roustabouts. I guess I should back up here a little. I once saw a bumper sticker that read, Los Angeles, 72 neighborhoods in search of a city. And that's true. LA is the most disjointed, fragmented city in the nation. It's a collection of individual burgs with their own wacky bylaws and mayors and their very own police departments. The two big police departments are, of course, LAPD, that's the one you always see in movies and on TV. Then there's the state police, which is also the chips of TV fame. Then there's the sheriff's department. They wear brown uniforms like the chips guys do, but the sheriffs, they run the jails, but they also patrol some neighborhoods. The sheriff's department has been plagued with corruption. Two of the sheriff's department most recent top cops finished out their terms in jail. Recently, it was revealed that there is a large outlaw gang operating within the sheriff's department, wearing the uniform, the guns, the badges, driving the prowl cars, making the drug deals, doing the shakedowns. I'm not making this up, folks. It's fucking mind-blowing. Now, in addition to LAPD, the state police or CHIPS, and the sheriffs, which are all sharing territory and often tripping over one another, you've got a few local neighborhood police forces. How many? How about 45? That's right. 45 different local police forces. From towns from Alhambra to Whittier. By the way, that's the local pronunciation. I know elsewhere it's Alhambra, but here it's Alhambra. Now, is this insane? Yeah, it sure looks that way. So this town of Huntington Park, which has its own police force, has a robot cop named the HP RoboCop. It's about 5 feet high, weighs in at 400 pounds, resembles R2-D2, but with a pointier head. It's got the word police painted on it. I'll post a picture on the show page at thatlarryshow.com. And since June of this year, HP RoboCop has been patrolling, finger quotes, a public park in Huntington Park. And just recently, a woman needed RoboCop's help. Seems there was a fight in progress. So this woman named Kogo, seeing the physical confrontation happening, figured she'd enlist the help of HP RoboCop. She runs over to him, presses the button on his chest that's clearly marked Emergency Alert. Kogo said she was pushing the button, but it said,
"Step out of the way."
Kogo said, "It just kept ringing and ringing, and I kept pushing and pushing." She thought maybe it wanted a visual of her face, so she crouched down for the camera. But RoboCop still said,
"Step out of the way."
And someone else dialed 911 about 15 minutes later. After the fight had ended, a woman was rolled out on a stretcher into an ambulance, her head bleeding from a cut suffered during the altercation. Now let's step away from the text of the story for a moment. Note what it said. Somebody, not some robot, dialed 911. And 15 minutes later, that's one full quarter hour. Plenty of time to barbecue a steak or play some hands of poker or vacuum the carpet. 15 minutes later, the cop showed up with an ambulance. As many crime victims have said, when seconds count, the police are only minutes away. In this case, 15 minutes away. Even though there are three gigantic police forces covering Los Angeles, plus 45 additional law enforcement agencies. The only time in my life I ever dialed 911 was when some maniac was trying to break into my home at 4 a.m. My wife was locked in the bedroom with my infant daughter, telling 911 that a home invasion was in progress while I dealt with the assailant. You can hear all about that incident in bonus episode 2, Larry's Home Invasion. That's at thatlarryshow.com in the February 2017 tab. Oh, and by the way, the police arrived 35 minutes after that 911 call. But back to Huntington Park and this RoboCop. The story goes on to say that as the bleeding crime victim was being loaded into the ambulance, the robot continued to glide along its pre-programmed route, humming an intergalactic tune that could have been ripped from any low-budget sci-fi film. It rolled from the basketball courts to the kiddie splash zone, pausing every so often to tell visitors to
please keep the park clean.
So why didn't HP RoboCop's emergency button do anything to stop the beating? Well, here's the answer. The robot's alert button is not yet connected to the police department, said Cosme Lozano, chief of police of Huntington Park. The calls are instead routed to Nightscope, the company that creates and leases the robots. Quote, "That's why we're not advertising those features," the chief said. "It's a new program for us, and we're still developing some protocols." Maybe they should have duct taped over that emergency alert button. So those good Samaritans might have called 911 a little earlier. HP RoboCop is a K5 model, and Nightscope's website touts some of its capabilities, including 360-degree high-def live video streams, a license plate reader that can scan 1,200 plates a minute, a two-way intercom, and the ability to track cell phone use in the vicinity. I guess all that high-tech stuff came in real handy when two people were beating the shit out of each other, huh? High-def video of a street fight, well, that could make a viral video on YouTube. And scanning all those license plates, well, now we know who else watched the fight. And tracking cell phone usage. Hey, maybe HP RoboCop could tell the woman with the bloody head in the ambulance that she was near her data limit for the month. So right now, HP RoboCop is nothing but a fancy security camera on wheels. For $70,000 a year, which is about the salary paid to actual flesh and blood cops in Huntington Park. Other Nightscope robots have had their glitches. One of them cruising around an office complex in Washington ended up face first in a fountain. Some say it was pushed. I kind of hope it was. Another of the same model crashed into a toddler at a shopping mall in Silicon Valley. The story says that a guy named Orlando works at the concession stand and claims people started acting differently when the robot arrived. He said, quote, "A lot of people like it because they feel secure. They can leave their kids," unquote. Whoa, how about that? Take the toddler to the park, put him on the swings, then go have a couple beers. No worries. The crime-fighting egg robot will watch him for you. What could go wrong? Orlando says that when his shift ends at 10:30 in the evening, he feels more comfortable walking to his car with the robot there.
Attention, muggers.
Take note. HP RoboCop is becoming a tourist attraction. People come from all over to see it. It's very popular with the kiddies. Well, of course, same as the Easter Bunny and Mall Santas. They follow it around and pet it like it's a dog. Ross Knepper. Knepper? Maybe the K's silent. I don't know. He's an associate professor from Cornell. He weighed in on RoboCop. Ross works developing robots that can work with humans as peers rather than tools. Ooh. He says that people naturally anthropomorphize robots, but, and this is a big but.
I like big butts.
No, Sir Mix-a-Lot, this is a different big but. This but can lead people to believe that a robot is much more capable and intelligent than it really is, and can create a false sense of security. No shit, Professor. Maybe you should hip that guy manning the concession stand to the concept of a false sense of security. Or those moms and dads leaving the kiddies under RoboCop's not-so-watchful electric eye. See, this is where it gets really interesting. We've all become inured to ubiquitous surveillance cameras, huh? Whether those smoked glass hemispheres stuck in the ceilings of retailers or Ring doorbells, we don't ever think about some person reviewing recordings of us, even though they do, constantly. But when you make a surveillance device, which is what RoboCop is, when you make it in some way resemble a person, make it move, give it a face, even a voice, even a stupid voice that makes no sense, well, that triggers other primal instincts, violent ones. I was once in a jungle in Central America that was crawling with monkeys. And the guide urged us not to make eye contact with the monkeys because they consider it a challenge. Countless bar fights have ensued after somebody says, "What are you looking at?" As a species, we tend not to like being watched. We've even got stalker laws, don't we? We can get restraining orders against assholes who want to watch us. And while little kids and Disney fans might find HP RoboCop cute, plenty of other people are going to consider it a challenge, an affront to their humanity, because it is. And they're already making it a target. It's been vandalized. People doing wheelies on it, tipping it like a cow. Rest assured, there will be more. When a real live cop patrols a neighborhood, unless he looks or acts like a buffoon, he's probably going to get a measure of respect. We make assumptions that are generally valid, that he's passed some tests to qualify for the job, that he's been well-trained, that he has some physical ability, that he knows how to assess a situation, to act, to stop crime or render aid. When a police force leases a machine and expects the public to afford some gizmo that same respect and make the same assumptions, are they fucking crazy or stupid or both? Stacy Dean Stevens, that would be, Nightscope's VP and Chief Client Officer, says...
Bullshit.
Oh, in the studio with me tonight is my very own artificial intelligence sidekick, Beatrice the Bullshit Detector. Her algorithms can detect any and all bullshit, and when she hears bullshit, she lets us know. So first, we're wondering about his title. What the hell's a Chief Client Officer?
Bullshit.
Sounds like a sales guy, doesn't it? What's wrong with being in sales? I was myself for many years. Why camouflage it with some cockamamie title? According to this story, which was from NBC, there is no signage in the park announcing the robot's capabilities. It's a mystery. Ooh. And the professor from Cornell, he says, quote, "Leveraging people's uncertainty about the robot is core to its value as a security tool." Now, if I understand that correctly, professor thinks people are so stupid that they'll never figure out that this feeble machine has no more authority or muscle or crime-fighting capability than a scarecrow. The chief client officer echoes the professor's sentiments. He believes that the public, being unaware of all a robot's capabilities, is integral to the robot's mission as a deterrent to crime. He says, quote, "They could have any kind of grand thought about what the robot might be able to do, which could lead them to say,
you know what? I'd rather not risk it. Let me go somewhere else."
Bullshit.
Sure. Like the kid pulling wheelies on it, or the ones tipping it over. They didn't opt to go somewhere else. The motto of this show is take no shit, and more often than not, the shit I'm referring to is bullshit. And the world's leading producers of bullshit are government, academia, and corporate America. So I had a peek at Nightscope's website as Beatrice looked over my shoulder. And just listen to this.
Nightscope's long-term mission is to make the United States of America the safest country in the world, changing everything for everyone.
Bullshit.
Yeah, Beatrice. What does changing everything for everyone mean?
Imagine if that lofty goal could be met.
Bullshit.
The impact on housing prices, volatility of financial markets, insurance rates, property values, municipal budgets.
Bullshit.
Viability of local business and the safety of your family, friends, and loved ones would be profound.
Bullshit.
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 Sounds like they think this gizmo will eliminate crime. Wow. That is a lofty goal.
Crime has a $1 trillion negative economic impact on the U.S. economy every year. There are 2+ million law enforcement and security professionals across the country that get up every morning willing to take a bullet for each of us.
Bullshit.
Yet the tools we have provided them to do their jobs effectively is beneath the dignity of our nation.
Bullshit.
Oh, yeah, Beatrice, that does sound like bullshit. 2+ million law enforcement and security professionals willing to take a bullet? So they're lumping together real cops with mall cops? And the tools they have are beneath their dignity? Every hamlet in the country has its own SWAT team with military-grade weapons and hardware. Wonder how many cops out there wish they had an egg-shaped, wheeled partner that can't shoot or back you up, but can say,
"Please keep the park clean."
The Nightscope website continues to say that they're a leader in developing autonomous security capabilities with a vision to one day be able to predict and prevent crime.
Bullshit.
Holy shit. Predict crime? Now they're in a fantasy world of Philip Dick and Minority Report. Wonder who writes this stuff for them. Everything is profound. The webpage concludes with this pithy statement. Help build a safer America. Join us and be a force for good.
Bullshit.
Thank you, Beatrice. I recall a story in New York. The subway system was spending a fortune on light bulbs. Vandals were smashing them for two reasons. One, to darken passageways for easier muggings. And two, for the fuck of it. So some company saw an opportunity to make a bundle and presented the transit authority with a light bulb that was virtually indestructible. It could withstand a blow from a hammer without shattering. Maybe it had a cage built around it, I don't remember, but the transit authority, in their wisdom and confidence in the resourcefulness of New York's criminal element, bought just a few of these bulbs on a trial basis. In a few weeks, those trial light bulbs were destroyed. Lab analysis showed that it was urea, that's right, human piss, that wrecked them. No sale. Hey, thanks for hanging with me again. It's always great to be with you. I have a new bonus episode in the works. U.S. Civil War II. It's being mentioned more and more in all the media. Many say we're already in a cold Civil War. If and when it gets hot, what will it be like? We'll have some insights for you. Follow the show on Twitter and Facebook. Just plug That Larry Show into the search bar and you'll find it. Write to me at thatlarryshow@gmail.com. And if you want to help us keep the lights on, just click the Patreon button at thatlarryshow.com and you'll get access to dozens of bonus episodes, signed books, custom recordings, and more. Only available to patrons. Come back and hang with us this weekend for Sinner's Sunday. It's even better than Kanye's service. And until that time, take no shit, especially from any dopey robots.